As I said in last week's podcast, I would go into a bet into AHER test system in the $1,000 challenge after the impressive 40% gain in Lucid. And so I did, just like I told, I got into AHER system just like a half an hour after opening, buying at 15.01. AHER system continued down during the day, and I think it hit low around 14.60. Yes, I could have gotten in at a much better level, but I didn't have the time to sit, watch the stock all day, and I just did as I said, I would buy around half an hour after opening. Very happy to see that many of my followers were able to pick up AHER around 14.60, 14.70 and 80, because AHER did exactly what I thought. AHER went on an upturn, and by the end of the week, AHER closed at $17.21, or more than 14.66% since I bought it at $15, making even more profit for those who are lucky to buy it even cheaper. Now the question is, do I still have AHER? And what is the next bet in the $1,000 challenge, as I'm almost at the very first double? To know that, you have to do two things. Either continue to listen to the podcast where I will tell you a little bit about the upcoming things for the week, give you some tips and tricks, and by the end of the podcast, give you insight into the $1,000 challenge. So the option is to stay listening or just move very fast forward. I will leave that choice up to you. Anyway, week 7 is here. You are listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. And it's another quarter season week we are heading into. This week, around 15% of all of the stocks at S&P 500 will have the quarter results, but we are more than three quarters away into quarter season. So we are getting to the very, very end of the quarter season. And to sum it up, many of the stocks did not perform as hoped, but the bigger one has outperformed the expectations. I mentioned a lot of this in previous podcasts because the expectations for the company was severely lowered during last year to levels we haven't seen for a long time. The expectation levels of the quarters was everyone was adjusting down the estimates, but luckily many of the companies are able to beat them. And how do they beat them? Well, they have offset the cost onto the end consumer. And that end consumer gain, we will notice much more as we move forward in many, many ways. First out this week, I think it will be Tuesday, there will be consumer price index numbers. These are not expected to be very high. I think it's around, the expectation is around 2.9%. So a real number above that one will for sure shake the market. But there is even a chance that it might come in a little bit less. But a lot of things are happening. We have to understand that many of the major companies, they are selling off their stockpile. They got a huge, huge stockpile during COVID, and now they are selling off the stockpile. And that is also boosting some of the extra gains in the quarter results. On top of this, everything has gotten 10 times more expensive. It just increases. Salaries are increasing as well. And all of this just has to be offset one way, and that is by you, the end consumer. And you should have noticed that your behavior is starting to change. How and you spend your leisure time, how much you go to the cinema, how much you eat outside. Most of you has already starting to cut things. And I see this across tons of news. Of course, I follow Norway. Being a Norwegian, I follow Norway closely. And the amount of bankruptcies are just piling up in Norway at a rapid, rapid phase. First, it was businesses. Now it is private bankruptcies going because they cannot handle high interest rates. So the question is, what will happen to the interest rates? Well, the companies, they will have to keep increasing prices to you, end consumer, and they already do. Maybe you noticed that McDonald's, for instance, is increasing prices quite rapidly. How much can you offset these costs before it becomes a real issue that will hurt the business? At some point, you just have to select and choose. You will be much more selective. In this process, some companies will win because there is something that you will keep and there is something you will discard. Usually it goes like this. The thing that catches you the most are the things that you will keep the longest. Like you will, if you are very fond of doing a gym, you will not cut your gym subscription instantly. It will be one of the last things that you will cut. But you will cut the extra cup of coffee at Starbucks. You will do a lot of things before that. So in the world of investing, you have to do that due diligence. Just think, so okay, if this is true, and you can just check the statistics, which companies will be hurt the most by the spending cuts that will and are appearing? Because the only way that spending can continue is if we increase our purchasing power. And if you look at numbers about purchasing power, it's actually going down because economy seems to be great, but the overall cost is more. And the wages are not able to keep up with the price increases. They are increasing, but not as much as the inflation have done over several years. All of this you can see at other statistics. Check crime statistics. They are increasing. It's always a sign about how things really are in the economy. You can look at crime statistics, because the better the economy, the less the crime will be. The worse the economy is, and then we are talking about the overall economy, not this economy displayed in the news, but the real economy that everyone feels, is reflected in crime statistics, either if it's domestic violence, thefts, or just pure violence. Almost in every single country in Europe and the US, and Latin America, etc., is showing increase in crime statistics. Some of this may play out. What I'm trying to say is that if we look further, and that's what we try to do in this podcast, so what will happen as we move forward? The best hope is that we will go through this phase, come back on our feet, what they call soft landing, and the major economists are pretending, or at least saying, that it will be a soft landing. Soft landing just means that we will have to expect some increase in unemployment rate and a few other things, but generally it will get back on track. What it will be is, it remains to see. So far, especially US and Europe as well, has been able to just print up more money, offset more money into the markets, and US is hitting more or less every day new records in their debt. These money flows into the system, keeps everything floating, but what happens when you have to tighten down on all these things, because you cannot just borrow yourself out of everything? Everyone with a loan knows that in the end you have to pay it off. Of course, governments, they can do things like keep inflation high to eat up debt. That is my guess, and been my guess for a long time, that is how US and even EU will fight all the debt that has accumulated, to let inflation be higher than what they aim for. So 2% is that inflation goal. I think they will let it remain high to try eat up some of the debt, because 33 trillion is 33 trillion in today's value, but if prices continues up, so 33 trillion will not be as much. But in the meantime, you pay 11%, US pay 11% of all their income to pay their debt. So that is why I think that interest rates will stay high for a long time, and that is not good for the stock market. Currently, stock market is in an excellent mood. Nasdaq is moving upwards. This week, probably breaking 16,000, currently sitting at 15,991 points after being up 2.32% last week. And I think S&P hit 5,000 for the first time last week, so everything is looking good. But we have seen all these things before. Things get too optimistic, and then you have a brutal fall. So I've told you last week, and I've told you several times before, I currently am reducing my portions in the market because we are at levels which is not sustainable. You can argue back and forth, and in the meantime, stock market can continue. There is nothing saying that Nasdaq cannot go to 20,000 in one single strike as we speak, because when things are way too optimistic, they tend to keep doing that. This is the thing about stock trading, and this is the thing that most people do not get correct, even I. Market decides what will be the one thing, can just trigger another thing. Some more good quarter results this week, and Nasdaq will just continue upwards. Actually, if you look at the chart and everything, it says that it's in the top of the trend. It should react down, but it doesn't say exactly when. It doesn't say that it will happen tomorrow. It can happen in the middle of the week. It can happen anytime. In the meantime, it can just continue to go upwards. And either you are in the game or you are out of the game. In trading psychology, is the typical thing is to not stay with winners. You do not stay with winners. You see some profit and you are too afraid that you will lose it, so you sell short. And when the stock falls, you get too hopeful that it will return, so you sit too long in your losses. Why? I always had, and our company's philosophy is increase your gains, reduce your losses. That's how we work. That's the products that we try to create are all aimed at these two things. Try to increase your profit and reduce your gains. And the easiest for you, and if you're a new listener, you heard it for the first time, but if you have been with me for the years that I've been doing this, stop loss, stop loss, stop loss, stop loss. Just use stop loss. It will help you. Use trailing stop loss is one of the absolutely best tools to stock. When it goes up, the stop loss will follow you up. So the day the stock turns and it starts to fall, the stop loss will be cut. I have trailing stop loss on iHairTest systems and it just follows the stock up. And if the stock takes a big dive down, well, it will be cut by trailing stop loss. Sometimes you have a swing bigger than your stop loss. That's something you need to build up experience. What sort of stop loss should I have? How much? 3%, 5%? You can use different things to look at this. We try to make that a stock invest to try find that sweet spot. Something called where you can see our stop loss. In general, you have to look at the volatility of the stock. If you're very interested, you have to look at the volatility. How much does the stock swing between open high and low during a day? And based on this, you can get some sort of sense. Some stocks, typically penny stocks, etc., they can swing 15% during a day and still continue upwards. It's just a natural swing because it's less trades or they are more impacted by volume sudden changes. So they swing a lot, while a stock like Apple will not do the same. Indeed, if Apple swings 7% during a day, it's something really, really special, because in general it will swing what, maybe 2-2.5%. But if it swings more, it's either up or down, and it's a significant change, and that is where your trailing stop loss will come in play. As I said, there will be quarter results this week. Some of the major ones are John Deere, Coinbase, Airbnb, and Shopify. Will come with their quarter results. Many more, and you can go and check our webpage to see which companies that will have their quarter results. And there are there is so many things happening that it's sometimes hard to keep track of things. What actually will be during the week. There will be more quarter results. As I said, there will be some economic data from these things. Consumer price index is one of the things that can really change the market, but there is no news as I see it that really, really should affect market anyway. And that gives me the idea that since we are so optimistic, it's a huge chance that things will go this way. But what about as we move forward? Because we have to try to plan, as I told you many, many years ago, go into oil when oil was $20. I taught you and told you, just buy oil for whatever you can. And before Ukraine war, because I knew the war was coming, I told you it would come. And said that one industry is absolutely where you want to be. That is where the big money is. And if you are in Norway, just look what's happening to Kongsberg Automotive. It was insanely obvious. And of course, they are raking in money. And Norway will again make it even more easy to produce weapon. Peace Nation Norway is high exporter of weapon. And that even with the socialist government, believe it or not. Anyway, weapon industry is still the place to be and will be, as I see, for a few years to come. But we need to be ahead of the game. So what are the things that is moving? And here comes the thing that might upset some of you. But in my opinion, you should listen to Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin. It's 2 hours long. You will learn a lot of things, and you don't have to change your mind about what you feel about things, but you should listen to it. During this podcast, you will hear Putin say many of the things that I said about what is happening with BRICS, you know, when they enforce this ban on Russian items, all this restriction, what would happen, how BRICS would evolve, how new powers will evolve, what will happen to the US dollars, etc. He says all of the same things that I've been telling you, and this comes from a man that sits with all the information. And if you do a simple thing, just look at the ruble, what has happened to the ruble? Well, during the ruble, they wanted to break the ruble completely. It fell a little bit in the beginning, actually down to some 50 to the pair of US. Now it is almost at 90, so you could have doubled your money if you went into ruble. But as an ordinary user, you will not probably be able to buy rubles because it is for those further up in the system being able to utilize the things that is happening. During this long interview, there was a lot of history about things, but what caught me and being a trader interest was exactly these things. Where will the new power system come up, and what will happen with US and dollar? And as an investor, you have to think about these things. You can be as loyal and patriotic as you want. It's a super nice thing. But your money, they doesn't care what you are, and if you want to grow them, well, you have to think about that as well. And I've been doing this for many years. I've been into Asian fund when I thought Asia and China would grow good because I saw the insane growth of China. So I was many years investing into Chinese funds, and they were just going European funds that invested into Chinese stocks, to be very correctly about it. I didn't invest directly in China, but through, and there is lots and lots of funds in the United States. Wherever you sit, there is funds investing in other countries, and I bought on that thing. And now everything is indicating that yuan is going to be the new world currency. Everything is indicating that, just as I told you. China is currently being beaten a little bit, and that, in my opinion, is opening up for a very interesting things. And during the interview was also mentioned the emerging countries coming up like India, etc. So there is many ways to make money, and in the future I'm pretty sure that some of the growth will exactly come, as I said, in what is labeled BRICS countries. There is many ways to invest into this. Maybe you should consider exactly to look, how can I invest into the economies that is supposed to grow over the next few years? And in United States, we are getting to election, and I look at that this way. No matter what happens, US will have to deal with the debt. You will not escape that one, and that one will be a hard, hard pill for everyone. One party will solve it better than the other, but all this spending, especially under the last presidency, will take a toll on everyone in the future, because it has to be paid, unless it is being offset, and one way to offset is with increased price. But this will only hurt those with lower income and the middle class. The elite, they will keep making money. And some of the point of this podcast is, of course, trying to move a bit upwards, preferably by giving advices which pays off, which gives a return. Politics is shit. I try to avoid speak about politics in the podcast because it divides people, but sometimes politics affects world economy so much that you have to give it a thought, no matter if you like it or not. So think about what are the big things that are happening right now, because if we get into a sudden weakening of the dollar, because usually things move and dollar been weakening for years and years, and at some point you just reach this certain level where things start to happen very, very rapidly, and that will cause, what happens when the dollar doesn't have the same buying power? What will happen with inflation in the United States, for instance, and most countries, Europe as well? So just think about it, be a little ahead about where you are with your total investments. And if you are just a small trader and you do not care about all that I just said, you just wonder, so what stock can I buy this week to make some money? Well, I will get to the $1,000 challenge in just a few minutes. To get into the $1,000 challenge, we have to, before going into the exact stock, of course, just a small roundup. So what is it that I'm actually trying to do? I started with $1,000 because that's how I started my trading history back in 96. I didn't have $1,000 then. I had something equal to $450 back then. But I was able to grow this money very, very strongly. And all my life I wanted, but I got into family life, I got into business. I've been in the salmon industry, working quite high positions in the salmon industry for many, many years. Was out of just doing private investments, etc., not so heavily involved. Always wanted to go back to it. I thought, okay, now is the time correct. So I started the $1,000 challenge, I think it was in August, September, where I want to try to grow these $1,000 as fast as I can. And I will do that with high risk. Remember this, whatever you hear me say about the $1,000 challenge is high risk. So where are we currently sitting? Well, we are currently sitting before the week started, we were currently sitting around $1,600-$1,700. So $1,000 has become $1,600-$1,700. And then I got into a hair last week. And I gave you, just go back to the last week's podcast, rewind it, hear what I say. I say that I will go into a hair, I will post it on YouTube when I buy it. It will probably be half an hour, 40 minutes after opening, because usually that is low point, and I didn't have the time to follow the stock exactly during the day because I'm quite busy. So I did exactly that. But as I said, you can follow the trend. The trend will give you an idea. And when I bought a hair, it was already in a downwards trend, indicating further down. But I got in at 15.01. And as I said in the opening statements, some of you did very well getting in at very nice prices. Good for you. That is how it should be. How do you find the bottom when the stock is trading? When do you know that it's turning? Usually you cannot do it. It's not that easy. You will get some signals in the volume. You start to see the volume increasing. Very often it's just above a support level. In this case, it was some 1450 or something. That's a psychological support. and you see increase in volume. And if you see like it goes a little up, then goes down, but the next bottom is higher than the last one, then you have start to have very strong confirmation that you are at the bottom, probably will continue upwards. Maybe we'll talk more about how you do these things. But good for you who were able to buy it. I here continue during the week, ending the week at 1721. And as I said, I don't remember if I said it at Discord or wherever I said it, but I have a trailing stop loss in a here which still is not triggered. So I here ending the week at 721 makes it 1466% profit so far. No matter what happens, I will have more than 10% profit, and that means that the $1,000 challenge is sitting very, very close to a double. Nice, isn't it? We are very close to the first double, and if I get my cards correct, we will have the first double this week, meaning $1,000 has become $2,000. For the week ahead of us, and what will I do? Well, the case is, I still sit in IR test systems. It looks to me that it's more upturn. Go back to previous week, I told you about where I think the levels are. But anyway, now it's just running on trailing stop loss, and when it starts to fall, that stop loss will be cut. And I don't know exactly where that will be, but that will be the final profit. Meaning, there will be no new stock in the $1,000 challenge for this week. So if you are, and you may wonder, so should I buy IHR test system? It was a very good buy last week. That's why I bought it. This week is not as good buy. There is not the same upside anymore like it was last week. Short-term trade, I told you. We are currently sitting it maybe only for a few hours today. I do not know how things will be. I guess it will open on the good side, and we will just see, will it last today or will it last tomorrow or all week before trailing stop loss is cut. I of course hope that it will continue upwards all week, but really I do not know. You might be disappointed if you have been sitting to all podcasts and not do what I told you, either just to rewind to this point because you want to know, so what stocks should I buy? Here are just a few of my guesses, and remember, it is guesses. If we look at buy and sell signals for all stocks across the world, and I often refer to this, will not refer so much this week because it's just not more, it's more or less the same like last week. It's weakening actually, the amount of buy signals is going down across the board. But maybe you remember I said CHESS in China was extremely low last week, and I was not sure if it was correct, but it was correct. It was only 2, and now it's up to 4. I think, and I said that last week, I think there is an upside in the outbumped Chinese stocks that you are able to trade, especially in the US market. Meaning, I think there is an upside in NIO, in Lucid, in Baba and all these Chinese stocks, because if, and it's just if, but with high probability that things get a little back on track in China because they're imposing certain rules, market stabilizes, starts to push up, these stocks should push up. So for the week ahead of us, I will not be surprised if Chinese stocks will do good in the market. So that will be the other advice except ahead, which I think is tradable. You have to do your own due diligence, figure out which stock should I buy or not. Just what I think. And that brings us to 28 minutes into the podcast. It's time to wrap it up. I usually share some personal things, and I had a very nice feedback from users last week about these things. And one user, without mentioning name, even sent some pictures sharing parts of his life. Very nice to see that. Very grateful for the pictures, by the way. I assume you are watching also today. And I was able to go out yesterday on a Sunday, go with metal detector, not so far from where I live. I live in the middle of Vilnius Centrum next to the river of Neris. But with a friend, I was able to go for a few hours of metal detecting. It was not planning when I woke up in the morning, you know, didn't plan it, and he didn't plan it, and we thought we'll just skip it, but the urge came so badly that when it was around 12 o'clock, we just left for a few hours. It was around 2 degrees outside. Went to a spot where we know there is usually things to find, but it was so much snow. Anyway, we were able to do a few hours of detecting in the snow, and was able to pull up some coins. I will post some pictures on the YouTube. You should probably see them as I speak now. Nothing special. None of them have any real value. There were some buttons and some different things, but nothing of real true value. I think my oldest coin was around 1876, maybe. There is a post picture already now. So I was able to enjoy a few hours on the Sunday doing the things that I really love, and I hope you were able to do the same thing. A new week, interesting week, is ahead of us. I see skies are building up. Something is about to happen. It could be that we go into a frantic rally and I'll start just pushing, as I said, up to 20,000, or the opposite way. I see things are building up for something, but not exactly sure what it is. I continue to reduce my exposure. I continue to set tighter stop loss. I diversify a little bit in my portfolio. You have to do your due diligence. Please comment, please like on the YouTube video. That helps this grow. It helps keep live the podcast. And if you're listening at Spotify, leave a comment as well. That's it. New week is here. I have other things to do. Now I will prepare it and push it out online so you have it before markets open today. I wish you the absolutely best of a week, and hopefully we will be back seeing you, seeing me in week 8, and see what awaits next week and what happened to our hair during the week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.